This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
To our Thursday mindful awareness meditation. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Hope it's been a good one so far. We're here to practice mindfulness together. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, which is just up the street in the medical school. And this is now our 10th, I guess we've done 10 years, so starting our 10th year of this meditation group. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So happy to be able to offer this and to get to know some of you and just have this place, this refuge in the city in the midst of our busy, crazy lives, to know that Thursdays at 12:30 you can come to the Hammer Museum. How wonderful that they offer this, right? And just let us practice together for free. Amazing, right? So we're here to, oh, quick question. How many people are here for the first time? And how many people made a New Year's resolution? I'm going to learn to meditate. A few of you, okay. Or I'm really going to meditate this year. Yeah, okay, that one, right. So we're here to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness, as I like to say, is paying attention. Paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So it's really this capacity to be in the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but right here, right now. And when we do this, it can keep us from getting lost in ruminations and anxiety and fear and depression, because it just kind of keeps us right here. And even when right here is not so great, we learn this capacity to be with life as it is. And that's really one of the main things that mindfulness can teach us, although there are, of course, many, many things we can learn from this practice. Today, we will be exploring just a little bit of intention setting for the new year. So we'll mostly do a mindfulness practice, and then towards the end, we'll kind of just like a review, a meditative review of our year and a movement forward into the next with some simple intention setting. That was my plan. So I think what we'll do is we'll get started with our meditation, and we will go from there. Just invite you to get comfortable. So settling into a posture that's comfortable for you with your feet on the floor. Your hands resting wherever they're at ease. Your back upright, but not rigid or tight. Just leaning against the chair is fine, but kind of not hunched over. Maybe just a little bit more openness. And your eyes can be closed. But some people like to meditate with their eyes open, so that's absolutely fine. Just have them looking downward, not all around the room. We can start with a few deep breaths. As we take these deep breaths, just inviting yourself to relax a little bit, to soften your body and mind, and to come more fully into the present moment. It's really an invitation, because sometimes we say to ourselves, okay, relax, and then we tighten up or think that's not possible. So don't put any pressure on yourself. Just opening to what's here, softening, coming into this room right here, right now. Thank you. We can feel our feet on the floor, noticing the touch of your feet on the floor. Just noticing the weight, the pressure, the touch. And then gently bringing your attention up your legs to where your thighs connect with the seat of the chair. You can feel that connection, the warmth, the heaviness, pressure. Notice your back against the chair. And then bring your attention into your stomach area and notice if there's tension or tightness. And if there is, see if you can allow it to soften just a little bit. You can take a deeper breath in your stomach area. And any time during the meditation, if you notice that you're clenched or tight or holding, you can always take a deep breath. Notice your hands. Let your hands be soft. Bring your attention up your arms to your shoulders, letting the shoulders be soft. Softening your neck and throat. And then face and facial muscles. Just letting it all be soft. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds in the room. Letting yourself listen to the sounds that are coming and going. We don't have to be in a completely quiet space to meditate. We can just notice the sounds as part of our meditation. Usually when we hear a sound, we start thinking about it. I like it, I don't like it, what is it? See if you can simply listen, just listen. See if you can receive the sound. You don't have to try hard to hear it. It's almost just like letting it in, just taking it in and being aware that you're listening. Let's bring our attention back into our bodies. See if you can notice your body breathing. Can you feel your breath in your body? You might notice your abdomen rising and falling. So just put your attention on your abdomen, especially if you're new. See if you can feel your abdomen moving with the breath. rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Now shift your attention up to your chest area. And you notice your chest rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Or bring your attention to your nostrils. Can you feel the air rushing in and out? Or some sensations above your upper lip, tingling, warmth, coolness? So let's choose something to focus on. If you're just starting out, you want to find a place to focus that was the easiest or the clearest. So it could be your breath in your abdomen, or your chest, or your nose. Or it could be the sounds that we did before, coming and going, just listening to the sounds. Choose whatever is the clearest, easiest. They all work equally well, so just choose. And now we'll begin the process of noticing our breath, breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next breath begins. The sounds come and go. We can listen to sound after sound. Now, as you do this, what may start to happen is your mind will start to wander. You'll start thinking about other things, planning, remembering, imagining. When this happens, you're not doing anything wrong. It's normal. Just bring your attention right back. Every time you notice your attention's wandered, just bring it right back to your breath or to the sound. Your breath should be the natural breath in and out through your nose. So we'll go into silence at this point for about 10 minutes, and then we'll shift to something connected to the new year. Just enjoy yourself. See if you can be really kind to yourself as you do this practice, moment after moment. As you continue meditating, we're just going to shift over to some reflections on the new year. So just I'll guide you in some reflections and start by thinking about in this last year, or even in the last decade, if you want to do that. But let's say the last year. What went well? Where were you excited, joyful? What do you feel proud about? Where did you find happiness in this last year? Successes. It might be something really simple, just like, oh, my relationship improved with someone, or I got a pet, or whatever. But just think about what gave you joy in this last year. And see what pops into your head. So you can just see, let whatever emerges, emerge. And as you start to remember these things, or it might just be one thing, notice how you're feeling inside. Notice what the feeling in your body, your emotions. And then let yourself recall what was challenging this past year. Might have been a lot of things, it might have been not much. But where did you struggle? What was hard? Just to bring that to mind. And for the places that you did struggle, is there anything that you learned? Is there anything that was sort of helpful within the struggle? Or maybe a decision that it led to, or a recognition about yourself? Or a thought about how you'd like things to be different in the future? What did I learn here? Notice how you're feeling inside as you reflect. And as you contemplate this coming year, what sort of quality would you like to bring in into your life? Maybe something that you can draw from what gave you joy, or maybe you just want to bring in some ease after a difficult year, or something that you learned and you want to have more of that. So what kind of quality, more joy, more connection, more community, more health, more humor? See what comes to mind, you can know. And with this quality in mind, is there any intention that you want to bring into the new year? A way to make that quality come alive or be more present. And notice how you're feeling, if there's some kind of intention you want to set. Just setting that intention. And we can imagine that many, many people in this room are wanting to bring in qualities or intentions for the new year. So we can imagine them just kind of going out into the world. May we connect with these qualities. May our intentions be realized. And let's notice our body present here on the chair. Feel your feet on the floor. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you for your practice. I'm just curious if people will be willing to kind of just shout out randomly a quality that you want to bring in for this year. Just so we hear a few. Patience, openness, helping others, gratitude, being intentional, comfort. Peace, deepening relationships, decisiveness, resilience, tenderness, fun, more listening. These are more sex, I hear. These are great intentions for the year. Intentions and qualities. So just let them kind of ripple outward into your life. Like really, if you might want to write your word down. Oops, sorry, write your word down at home and just like kind of think about it. So we're going to end in a moment. Just to say that our center, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, has classes, programs, events going on. We start our new set of classes next week. There should be flyers out on the table on the right, or go to our website, uclahealth.org/mark. And I'll be out in the hallway if you have any questions. I think that's it. And we have our app, the UCLA Mindful app, if you want to listen to these meditations again and again. Right. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.